All right, here we are, Cumming, Georgia. We're outside Beaver Toyota. This is a great office. We already lost our A-cam, so we're going to forget that even existed. We're pivoting to the other things. We got the B-cam that is not on the Wi-Fi. Actually, just pause it. We're going to get... Just pause it, Nathan.
I don't think you can pause it. We're live. We're still live. Because once you go live, if you end the stream, you're absolutely you're toast. This is what you get when the automotive troublemaker has to go on no matter where you're at, whether you're on Wi-Fi or you're doing something else. We're hanging out today at Beaver Toyota. It's in the background. You got the fire pit right here. Paul's running some sort of A-cam, B-cam setup. We're not really sure exactly what's happening. Here we go. We're coming back in hot. We promise we've got the news for you. We promise we got all the good stuff. If you're listening to this on the podcast, you have to go check out the video because it'll crack you up.
All right. Let me tell you about one big difference of Cumming, Georgia on April 17th and Syracuse, New York. There are bugs out.
So many bugs.
And they're excited to everywhere. Be alive because they just hatched. They have all that spring energy. So here we're outside. Few things to talk about today. Obviously, SodaCon is coming up. We just actually saw a representative from Client Command,
yep,
who is located right here in Cumming, Georgia. So we got to hang out with a couple industry partners already this morning, and we're going to hang out with a lot more and a lot more dealers at SodaCon.
We saw Glenn Pash this morning. Totally,
we're in the hotel.
Randomly.
Glenn Pash walks in the hotel, and we're like, oh, so we just got to hang out with him a little bit. He will be moderating an awesome, awesome panel at a SodaCon.
That I'm excited about. We've talked about it a couple times, but Nathan, our producer, had this idea to basically pit the single point of contact dealer, kind of way of doing business against the what we would call traditional or finance manager driven way of doing business. Like, I'll put them in a room and then we're going to put boxing gloves in there.
Yes.
And, you know, play some.
My money's ding, on ding, Erica. You know,
my money's definitely on
my
Erica.
My money's on Erica. But if you haven't checked out the roster, we have over 80. I know I've been saying 60. It's actually over 80. My team yesterday was like, it's close to 90.
Yeah.
So, speakers. Yeah, it's we're wild. Over 80. So go to asodacon.com and just look at the list of speakers. That is going to be worth you visiting alone. We still have some tickets left. And hope you can join us because it's going to be something like you've never experienced and give you something that you can take home and actually make some real change in your dealerships.
Yep.
When you get back. All right, let's talk about some news. The voting this morning is beginning to determine whether or not to unionize the Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga. Sean Fain is on site.
He's
was on Auto News yesterday, back in the news cycle. I'm sure that makes him very happy. But in a dramatic move yesterday, Southern governors are issued cautioning statements to VW employees, over 4,300 workers at the plant, saying, warning that voting for a union could actually threaten their jobs. This
Whoa.
Is coming from the governors.
From the governors.
So from Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, South Carolina, and Texas, they've publicly opposed unionization. Obviously, this part of UAW's broader strategy to unionize all the non-union plants. VW, obviously, is definitely on the... They've been close in Tennessee a couple of times.
Yep.
And they think maybe this is the time they get it done. Volkswagen has expressed neutrality, saying, you know, they support their workers' right to vote for a union or not. Here's what Tennessee Governor Bill Lee said. He said, we are seeing in the fallout of the Detroit 3 strike with those automakers rethinking investments and cutting jobs. Putting businesses in our states in that position is the last thing we want to do.
Governor Bill Lee is mostly loved around Tennessee.
He ain't scared.
And he ain't scared to say a thing.
Nope.
He's got a little bit of a backbone. So, this, like, we've known this is coming. It's been said by Sean Fain a few times, like, this is where we're headed. We know he's been in Chattanooga a couple times, so it's no surprise. It'll be interesting to see what the workers come up with, whether or not they kind of side with the governors or side with the idea of Sean Fain that actually provides a long-term income for them.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're going to side with what they think is in their best interest.
Always.
I mean, I trust the reasonableness of people in Tennessee to make a good decision.
For the most part.
I'm going to say what that is. You're like, it depends on what part.
It depends on what part.
Tennessee's a big state.
It's a big state.
Okay. Well, the next story is, in a callback to 2019, it looks like autonomy may be back in the sights of industry experts and culture yesterday as the Autonomous Vehicle Industry Association, AVIA, or AVIA, I don't know, published their trust, quote, trust principles. Self-driving cars like Cruise and Waymo. Obviously, there's a lot of conversation and skepticism following, you know, some notable incidents and accidents, specifically in San Francisco. AVIA wants to basically enhance the community relationships around autonomous driving, and also kind of establish a council with first responders and kind of really lean in on the safety conversations. You know, so they all, here's a big one. They want a broader challenge is distancing themselves from autonomous features in cars like Tesla. They're saying, no, this isn't that.
Yes, exactly.
This isn't that. Who's this? This is Jeff Farah, the CEO of AVIA, says with today's announcement, the AV industry is AV. It's just weird. I want to say audio video. Autonomous vehicle industry is sending a message saying we believe that public trust in autonomous vehicles is essential to their acceptance and that the autonomous vehicle industry must earn and maintain that trust.
Yep. So
back in the combo.
Back in the combo for sure. You know, when you look at these trust principles, like you just go and we've linked it in the show notes, but it's all about, you know, the policy. So they did an act, they did a, or whatever that is, a MANA.
TRUST.
So TRUST, transparent interactions with government and officials, responsible integration of autonomous vehicles into communities are a part of that. Upholding the highest cybersecurity and privacy standards, safety first culture and governance, and transportation policies that will increase safety and public trust on AVs. So they're really like this council that is primarily driven by Cruise and Waymo and a few other autonomous vehicles are saying like, hey, we want to in the public and in the public and private sector, both in communities and in the political arena, have like a really strong conversation about what it means to integrate this into daily life, because we see progress and the opportunity there. So just kind of like, well, one, I didn't even know that the AVIA existed. So cool to kind of understand there. But cool to see them placing trust as the central point of what we need to be able to move
well, forward. Here's the thing, like what politicians vote for laws, people vote for politicians, people vote according to like their principles and what they trust. And so they need the people to say like, we want autonomous vehicles, we back it. Cause if they do, the politicians can, and then they can keep, you know, developing the tech.
Yep. Speaking of the people.
Oh,
you know,
stop.
No, we got this. Yeah. So Carvana is collaborating with NRG, so a lot of times called Energy, and Rocket League influencer Musty. That's a big influencer.
He's the one that invented Rocket League.
Right, exactly. For a unique giveaway offering gamers a chance to win a Tesla Model 3, blending the excitements of esports with a high stakes prize. Musty, the influencer, will personally deliver the Tesla to the winner, enhancing the connection between the gaming achievements and tangible rewards. They have recently also done what's called a gamers combine, where they awarded a $10,000 prize and a creator contract to a gamer. So they've been, you know, Carvana has really been looking to live in the pop culture arena, but now, you know, giving them Tesla Model 3 away. Brian Tortata, the Energy head of sales, said, having Musty personally hand over a car to one fortunate fan exemplifies our commitment to crafting moments that merge the thrill of gaming with real world excitement. So cool to see Carvana getting
in. It is, but I have a question. Are they giving away a used Tesla? No. Who wants to win a used car?
Nobody wants to win a used car.
I mean, not for something like this. So it's like a little bit of a weird, like, is Carvana's going to buy a Tesla from Tesla and give it to them? I don't know what it's going to be, but I mean, it's always fun to say like this. We know that Tesla has made inroads in the gaming community, the influencer community. Mr. Beast, obviously a big part of that. He talks about Tesla a lot. He's always giving away Teslas on his shows and on his episodes. Marques Brownlee drives a Tesla, another influencer, and all these, man, you know, all these kind of run in the same circle. So it makes sense. It makes sense for Carvana to get in, but I think there's like a little confusion in there. Like Carvana sells used cars.
Carvana used cars.
Are you going to give away a used Tesla?
Yeah.
Like new.
Also, like, back to the Carvana doesn't spend any, or Tesla doesn't spend any money on marketing. Here it is.
They
right
didn't,
there.
Yeah, they
you
didn't.
Know what, you know what all these gamers want now? They all want Model 3s.
They want a Tesla. Right? I know it. I know it. Well, there you go. There's a Wednesday's worth of news. We're going to spend some time in a dealership today, spend some time with the people on the front lines, trying to make things a little bit better, trying to learn a little bit more, trying to bring all those things back to you and bring a lot of them and some of the people that are here at Beaver Toyota. We're going to bring to you at AsotaCon May 14th, 15th, 16th. So make sure you check out AsotaCon.com, and we will see you tomorrow.